Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I am on January 28th regarding Maurice, M-A-U-R-I-C-E, Tomlinson, T-O-M-L-I-N-S-O-N. Maurice Tomlinson is a 51-year-old male. He reports he injured his right wrist at work on 6/29/20. Appeared he fell out of his truck and outstretched his hand to prevent his to protect him from the fall. But as a result, he believes he injured his right wrist and went to the emergency room afterwards, period. With this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a hairline fracture. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, Mr. Tomlinson described that in 2014 he fell and hit the wrist on pavement. Period, this was casted, but he did not have insurance at that time. Period. After the subject event, he states he hit the wrist again in between the truck door, but did not receive any treatment for it. Period. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Tomlinson alleged he slipped off the bottom step of work while getting out and injured his right hand and right wrist. Prior treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room that same day. Period. Initially, the pain was minimal, but had worsened over the past 24 hours. Period. He was examined and found to have tenderness over the snuff box of the right wrist. There was pain with flexion as well as with supination. There was no tenderness over the forearm, elbow, or shoulder. He did undergo x-rays of the right wrist and hand to be inserted as marked. Period. The clinical impression given by the nurse practitioner was closed, non-displaced fracture of the right scaphoid. Period. He was advised to follow up with orthopedics and use ibuprofen. Period. New paragraph. On 7/31/20, he was seen by Dr. Miller. Period. It was approximately 1 month from the emergency room visit where he was placed in a splint. Period. He states right now he has not had any discomfort or pain other than the torment of being in a splint. Period. He had full composite flexion and extension. Period. There was minimal swelling present around the wrist and the hand. Period. Wrist extension and flexion were 40 degrees. With radial deviation 5 degrees and ulnar deviation 15 degrees. Period. He has mild pain at the level of the snuff box and volar scaphoid tubercle, but no pain at the fovea, F-O-V-E-A, D-R-U-J, or dorsal radius. Period. Dr. Miller reviewed the x-rays with his interpretation to be inserted here. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of SNAC, S-N-E-C, wrist stage 3. Period. He wrote most likely the scaphoid non-union was an old injury. Period. The petitioner confirmed he had multiple injuries to the right wrist in the past. Period. It was likely aggravated by the fall. Period. Given that he is stage 3 SNAC of the wrist, surgery was the only recommendation for him to consider, with scaphoidectomy and four-corner fusion, or PRC, with interpositional arthroplasty. Period. However, he was not experiencing much pain and feels like he is able to do a lot with his right wrist now. Period. Accordingly, Dr. Miller cleared him to return to full-time work with the wrist brace to see how he does. Period. He did not administer any injection at that time. Period. In paragraph on 11/19/20, Mr. Tomlinson went to in Centra. And was seen by nurse practitioner Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, period. They noted his history and course of treatment. They wrote he was seen at Rothman where he had x-rays and was given a brace. He stated he re-injured the same wrist in October when he slammed a door closed. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with a sprain of the right wrist. Paired x-rays of the wrist were performed. Paired they noted he had minimal objective findings. Paired grip was with poor effort or potential for previous injury, reduction in grip strength. Paired he was going to return after a review of records relating to the injury for decision making. Period. New paragraph, physical exam. Extremities upper. He wore a tight shirt, slip-on shirt, whose sleeves he pulled up to the mid-forearms bilaterally. Paired inspection revealed mild swelling in the dorsal aspect of the right wrist and its central area. Period of callus formation and a rough texture to the hands bilaterally, consistent with ongoing physically demanding manual activities. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal GMR. He had decreased right grip strength at every setting on the right, notwithstanding his excellent 5/5 strength by manual muscle testing. Period. This suggests an element of limited volitional effort, such as that seen during his course of treatment. Period. Impressions on 6/29/20. Maurice Tomlinson fell stepping out of his truck onto his right hand, but he was seen at the emergency room the next day, where x-rays showed chronic old fractures. But he was placed in a splint. But he then followed up with Dr. Miller on 7/31/20. But at that time, the petitioner revealed a history of many prior injuries to the right wrist and hand. But Dr. Miller attributed the SNAC deformity to those earlier injuries. Period. He had an occupational therapy assessment on 7/31/20. Period. He was then seen at Concentra on 11/19/20 after feeling more pain in the wrist when he closed a door. Period. No substantive additional treatment was rendered afterwards. Period. In the paragraph, the current exam found full range of motion of the right wrist, fingers, and hand. Period. There was callus formation and rough texture to the skin bilaterally, reflective of ongoing physically demanding manual activities. Period. Evocative maneuvers at the wrists and hands were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand from this incident. Period. Mr. Tomlinson had previous injuries and advanced arthritis in the right wrist. Paired these were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Paired he does appear to be quite functional in terms of hand use. Period. End.